while the choir finds their seats, take your Bibles and turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. And then just hold your finger there and then turn back to Psalm 128. Ephesians chapter 5. And then back to Psalm 128. Concluding our series, 6 weeks we've been looking at Foundation for a Godly Home. And I hope that you have taken something home that we've talked about that will help to establish your home for the glory of God. You know, I wanted to sing that song that the choir sang, and they kind of looked at me funny, especially we got two more new members. Mr. Emerson and Miss Millie came and joined our choir, and when we got through or close to the end of rehearsal, and I said, "Now we're going to do this Sunday," she looked at me in disbelief. "We're going to do this Sunday?" I was like, "Well, yeah, we're going to do this Sunday." And the reason was because of the message. You know, there is a progression of need. And it all boils down to a need to have a foundation based upon God and His Word and His will and His way in our home. That's what we need. Now we need, because of that, we need to have godly women who will nurture children to be godly adults as they grow. We need godly men to step up and be what God has called them to be. You know, it's an ugly word nowadays when we read words like in from the Word that says, you know, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord, because the world is saying women, don't submit yourself to anyone or anything, especially a man. But I want us to understand, and I think you do, but I want to reiterate to you that God put us together. And when I say that, I mean He put it all together. God, go back to Genesis chapter 1, God began. The Bible says, in the beginning, God. He was there. It was just God. Nobody else. And you say, the Son is God. The Spirit is God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They're all God. God was there. And the Bible says, and the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And from that moment, God put into place the order of the universe as we know it. And He did it. You know, we talk about the physical sciences and the laws of physics. Those are the laws of God. You see, God put it together. It only works one way. It's like trying to put a square peg in a round hole. It doesn't work. God didn't design it that way to work. And so if you want to see bliss, if you want to see happiness, if you want to see joy, do it God's way. Do it God's way. Now that means that we got to stay in tune. We can't say, "Well, God, I want to do this, and I hope you'll understand." He'll never understand. If it's contrary to His Word, He'll never understand. If it's contrary to His will, He'll never understand. If it's contrary to His way, He will never understand. Well, then some of us will go and say, "But Lord, well, I want to do this, but there are so many obstacles, so many things that I have to overcome, so many details." And you know what? There's an old saying that says the devil's in the details. That's not true. The devil brings the details, but God cleans them up. God says, if you'll trust Me and Me alone, I'll take care of the details. God never orders anything He doesn't pay for. "Seek ye first," Matthew says, "the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these other things will be added unto you." See, I don't even get to do it the way I want to do it. You know, there are times of, well, I'd sure love to do that. Just like my part of my testimony that I've shared over the years, that when I finally yielded to the gospel, I said, "Lord, I'll go. Okay, I'll go. Get off my back. I'll go. I'll go into the ministry as long as You let me be a minister of music." And don't we do that so many times? "Lord, I'll obey You as long as I get to obey You doing what I want to do. But Lord, I love doing that. I just love doing that. It may not be what he wants you to do right then. And God knew that years later, down the road, I'd have the opportunity to do music work. I mean, for years I've been here and been able to work with wonderful people to sing in our choir and to lead special music and to do some wonderful Easter musicals and Christmas musicals, and then to even be able to go and lead a 60 to 70 member associational choir that was just sounded like the angels singing when we would do those for 3 or 4 years. We did those. And God says, you see, if you'll seek me first, then I'll give you your heart's desire. But your heart's desire needs to be for me, not for what you want to do for me. Because, you know, the truth is we can't do anything for him but obey. That's all we can do, is just obey. The rest of it is details again. God says, I just want to know that you're obedient. So we need that foundation for a godly home where we say, okay, Lord, it's going to be your way. It's not going to be my way. It's not going to be my wife's way, my husband's way. It's not going to be the kids' way. It's going to be your way, Lord God. And if there's anything in our home that is contrary to your word, get it out. We want our family, our life, and whether it's even a single soul, just one person there, you can say, God is going to be the God of my home. I'm picking on Miss Hannah throughout this series, talking about Lord might give her a boyfriend one day. She said, Lord forbid. She said, all I need is the Lord. That's what she told me. And you know what? If all of us would get that in our noggin, we'd be a whole lot better off. All I need's the Lord. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the Lord and His righteousness. And everything else will be added unto you as we have need. Well, today we're talking about the image of God at home. I want to ask you a question. When people on the outside look at or think of your home, do they see the image of God there? I want you to just think about that. When your home breaks up every morning and goes their separate ways, whether it's kids, grandkids, just wife and husband, whatever it is, when your home, because you see, the house is not the home. The house is where the home lives. The home is the people there. Just like this is not, these walls are not the church. This is where the church meets. Your house is your house. Your home is who lives there. Your home is what you make of it with who lives there. And so when your home gets up in the morning and gets ready, even if it's just you, with Lori and I, it's Lori, it's me, the dogs stay there. We go out. When the home goes out, does the world see the image of God going out into the world? When day is done and you come back together, does the world see the image of God coming together at your place, reflecting who God really is? Psalm 28 is a psalm of ascent. There's a section of them beginning in Psalm 120. These particular psalms were sung and they were recited as families journeyed to Jerusalem primarily on the three highest holy days, the days that they would make pilgrimage back to Jerusalem. And this particular Psalm 128, shows the beautiful picture of a bountiful nation. And we see here that the people's blessing is directly related to the health of the family. And what is it that brings such health? The secret to their health is really an insight into the heart of why home life is so vital to the well-being of any nation, including ours. So I want us to read Psalm 128. We're just going to read verses 1 through 4. It's a short psalm, only 6 verses. But I'm just going to read the first 4. And so Psalm 128, verse 1, let's pray before we read. Lord God, speak to us now in this place. I thank you for godly fathers, for the men of this body of believers. I pray that you would bless us with a deeper knowledge of you through the study of your word today. I thank you for women who are willing to yield themselves to your direction and to, as they are encouraged by your Holy Spirit, let them serve and be served as is appropriate according to your word. God, I pray for the homes that are represented here today. May we reflect the image of you, whether we be in our house or whether we be out in the community. Give us that foundation. Touch us right now. Move us to action. I ask it through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Psalm 128, verses 1 through 4. The Bible says this: how happy is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. You will surely eat what your hands have worked for. You will be happy and it will go well for you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your sons like young olive trees around your table. Listen to verse 4. In this very way, the man who fears the Lord will be blessed. The man who fears the Lord will be blessed. And then I'm going to move over to Ephesians chapter 5. Just one verse, verse 1. You know it, I think. You're familiar with it anyway. And I'm going to tie these two together, Old and New Testament. But he says simply, Paul writing to the church in Ephesus, he says, therefore, based on everything I've said up to this point, and you'd have to read that on your own, he says, be imitators of God as dearly loved children. Be imitators of God as dearly loved children. You know, as you read the entire psalm that I have here, Psalm 128, you'll notice the recurring themes. And those themes are blessing, happiness, peace, and prosperity. Now, on a show of hands, now listen to me very carefully, who in here does not want blessing, happiness, peace, and prosperity? Is there anybody that does not want that? I can't even raise my hand as an example of what to do, because I want that in my home. I want blessing. I want happiness. I want peace. Of all things, I want peace. Lord, the Lord knows that the world is a tumultuous place, and you get out and you work with people, and you minister to people, and you talk to them all day long. It wears you out. And it's so nice to just go home and sit down and experience peace. But you know what? Some of us don't know what peace is. We are so, so occupied with every little detail of the world that we can't even sit at home and let our mind rest for 30 seconds. I want to say this to you. Nobody here has lived on this earth more than 80 years, and that's Miss Hannah. So that means that the world got along